Hello and welcome back to the Getting Naked with Nate podcast. I am your host, Nate Maingard, and I am more excited about this than I was a few minutes ago. So that's really nice. I'm feeling actually really ill. I've been feeling sick the last few days, and I just feeling like rough as a bear's ass, as my dad would say. But I'm here. I'm back and I'm doing it. And I'm actually live streaming this on Periscope right now. So the people who are watching have really helped to like get me excited. And I played the song that this episode is kind of talking about. And so I feel like more connected to the story, more connected to myself, to this music, to you who's listening and who's here joining me on this journey as well. I just want to say thank you so much to everyone who listens to this podcast and who's reached out to me in the last week or even in the last weeks. But after last week's episode as well, it's just so nice to get comments, to get emails, to get feedback. It's like, it just really helps me to reconnect with why I'm doing this. And I love that. And actually, someone left a review just a couple days ago. So I'm going to start by reading that out because that's what I do. I love if people say nice things. I want to share that with you who listens because then you know that other people out there are enjoying it and you can do the same. And I can read your review out if you leave one. If you do get inspired to leave a review, then just visit nakedwithnate.com and you'll find my podcast and you can become a patron or you can leave a review. You can do all of those things. So this is the review from Fit Girl is her username, which is super rad. Fit Girl. Spelled G-R-R-R-R-L. Fit Girl. Anyway, she says, a beautiful person sharing beautiful words. I have been a fan of Nate Maingard for almost 4 years, and as soon as I began listening to him speak and sing, I knew that his perspective on life and self was something that I needed to be closer to. His acknowledgement of everyone's personal human experience, along with an authentic encouragement to become as connected to other humans as possible, is refreshing, necessary, terrifying at times. At this point, I show up for everything that Nate releases because I appreciate the raw honesty that he embodies. I always learn something from his podcasts, songs, and all of the other ways that he shares with the world. Thank you, Nate, for making yourself available in a very valuable and real way. Boom! Thank you, Fit Girl. That is like, I mean, I want to have that on my gravestone. I think to know that my music and my creations and my podcast can offer even one person that depth of experience and self-awareness and self-acceptance and reaching out and connecting with others. And yes, to all of that, thank you so much. It means everything, and you know that, so thank you. This is an entirely community-supported podcast. I don't run ads on this podcast. I don't want to. I don't have ads on my YouTube videos. I don't have them on my website. I've never had them, and I don't want to have them, and so that means that I need you. You who is listening to this, if you find value in this, then I need you, because you are the only way that this podcast gets supported. It's the only way that my art gets supported. It's the only way I can keep making music and podcasts and creations as a full-time creator, as an artist, as a sharer, a philosopher, a thinker, a feeler. And thank you to the almost 300 generous people who do pledge every month. It just makes all the difference. It's what allowed me to do this full-time. So thank you. And if you want to become one of those people, just visit nakedwithnate.com. You'll see a button that says become a patron. You can check out the different reward tiers. You can see where you like, how much you can afford, what you'd like to give. A dollar matters. It all matters. And you get different rewards based on what you pledge. So today's episode is inspired by my song Undone, which is an unreleased song. It is available when you do become a patron. You'll get the download of that, the unreleased studio version of that song, which will be coming out on my next album whenever that does come out, once I can resolve all of this depression and blah, blah, all that stuff that I'm going through. I don't really want to talk about it this week. I had enough of it. This song is called Undone, and that's kind of how I feel right now. I feel undone. I feel like I don't know what happens next in my life. There have been times where I knew what was coming next, but right now I don't feel that. And so I have to be honest and real, and that feels like sharing Undone is suitable at this time. So what we'll do is we'll have a little listen to the song right now, and just as an introduction, you guys can enjoy that. You can enjoy that, and then we will be back, and I will kind of dive more deeply into the song and into what it means for me and how it came about and all of those wonderful things. So please enjoy this listen of Undone.
I am undone, come apart at the seams, and it's so easy. easy. Become a part like me. Well, I'm here naked. That's the truth, and so are you, and it's okay to remember that it's okay to really feel it. Feel every little bit. You have saved now all your love for something true. Give it all now to courageous ones like you, like you. Entering your home to be barefoot in the kingdom where you roam. Your heart's a temple. I am worshipping in it. My heart's so simple. It loves to sit and be sunlit. You have saved now all your love for something true. Give it all now to courageous ones like you. Have saved now all your love for something true. Give it all now to courageous ones like you, like you. But only when you're running, pack your bags, we're gonna hit the road. Seems I'm crazy, but I don't mind so much when I'm labeled lazy by those filling up their time with busy. Busy this and busy that, it seems they're crazy. It comes in many flavored hats and and I seem weird too. Those who fill their minds with stuff, cause I like empty. Emptiness seems just enough to me. Emptiness is just enough.
Well, I hope you enjoyed listening to that song. It's kind of an interesting one for me because when I wrote it, I didn't really think of it as a song for other people, which some of the songs when I write them, I'm like immediately, oh my gosh, I'm definitely keen to play that for others. It's like, but this one I kind of just wrote for myself. It was a bit of a sort of stream of conscience. Anyway, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like I just let it flow and it came about that way. It's kind of like it's interesting because in some ways the lyrics don't connect one with the other completely. And usually I would be quite, I would try to make sure that the lyrics did fit together better. But part of the song is called Undone. It really is like undone is a part of what it's about. It's about. It's about things just being as they are in their undone floatiness. And so I figured like, but let me not get in the way of that. Let me not try to make it something that it isn't. Let me just allow it to be what it is or what it wants to be. And what it wanted to be was the song that you've just heard. So that's literally how the song came about. I wasn't thinking about anything. I just freestyled. And the first line that came out was, I am undone, come apart at the seams. And it's so easy, become a part like me. And what was interesting to me is that when I say become a part like me, it can become a part as in become separate or become a part as in become a part of something. And so there's this like juxtaposition and this paradox of play, like falling apart, but also coming together and kind of that little cyclical thing that unfolds and that happens. There's that. And then the second verse saying like, I'm here naked. that's okay. Like, and so are you, you know, and the realization is something I think about a lot. It's why my podcast is called Getting Naked with Nate. It's because I remember on a daily basis that we are all naked underneath our clothes, and we are all naked emotionally underneath the defenses and the armor that we've put on ourselves to keep ourselves safe from the world, to keep our vulnerability safely hidden behind the walls of our castles. But the reality is that you are naked, I am naked, all of us here enter into life naked, and the clothes that we put over ourselves are really just disguises or just ways to hide that. And listen, I've had people say to me before, oh, well, it's not practical to be naked everywhere. And I'm like, of course it's not. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying you should wander through the snows of Switzerland butt naked for your entire life. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is I think there is a connection between our shame around physical nakedness and the way we hide our emotional nakedness. And I think it's important that we can acknowledge that underneath those clothes, underneath the hidden emotion, underneath the layers that we've put over ourselves emotionally, that we are all naked. We are all vulnerable. We are all physical, emotional beings having a human experience. And I think that's important to acknowledge. So that's what I'm saying in the song as well. And it came out like that. And then the chorus, it comes into the chorus of, you have saved all your love for something true. Give it all to courageous ones like you. And I guess what I'm saying there, I mean, as I said, it was a stream of consciousness song. And so I think what is being said there is, you know, sometimes we've held ourselves apart waiting for something sincere. So let it out. Find the other people who are also choosing to be consciously naked, consciously connected, consciously a part of their human experience, their human vulnerability, their human sincerity and beauty. Give love to those people. Give love to yourself. And we're all courageous and we're all cowards in our own ways. You know, like there are areas where we're each strong and areas where we're each weak, and that's totally okay. So just give the love. Give the love to the people. Give the love to yourself. Give the love to the ones in your life who inspire you and bring you joy. And even the hardest one of all is give love to the people who don't have it, the ones who reflect the most anger and pain and frustration and hurt in the world, because those are the ones who truly need love the most. The ones who don't have love are the ones who need it most. And that's the hardest thing. Anyway, so then the second verse comes in with, I take my shoes off when I'm entering your home to be barefoot in the kingdom where you roam. And it's basically this idea of, again, it's really just following on from the last verse. Interestingly, I hadn't actually thought of that before, but the idea of nakedness is like taking off my shoes as I enter your home. That means like bearing myself, making myself vulnerable as I enter your heart, the place where you are, that is sacred and precious, entering your kingdom, the kingdom of you. I take my shoes off as respect because you're beautiful and your kingdom is amazing, the kingdom of your existence. And that leads into the next verse, which is, your heart's a temple. Your heart is a temple and I am worshiping in it. My heart, so simple, it loves to sit and be sunlit. And yeah, just talking about the kind of simpleness and beauty of the temples of us, of ourselves, and of yourself, and how I love to be involved in that in sincere ways. So yeah, I guess this song, again, it's called Undone, and it's kind of like undone, letting go, surrendering, and through surrender, coming to connection. And maybe that's what it's about. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's just literally about falling apart. And then it has the chorus again, and then there's this like middle piece where it's like, bloody hell, I can't remember it now after we've just listened to it as well. Anyway, I see you like on the road, leave behind your heavy load. You know, this idea of the baggage that we carry, the history that we all carry. Life's a race, but it's only a race if you're running in it. You know, it's only a race if you buy into the whole race mentality. So it's like, pack a bag, we're going to hit the road. You know, just come, let's go on a journey. Let's go on an adventure together. And anyway, so that's what that middle piece is about. And then the final verse is kind of like this idea of craziness. And I've often been called crazy or lazy because I live my life outside of what is considered normal. But I think it's crazy to live a life where you're working at least 40 hours a week for most of your life, for a few weeks holiday and for a retirement that most people aren't healthy enough to enjoy when it does come around. And there's just this mentality of like looking always to the future for happiness. And I just feel like there's more to life than that. So it's like, the last verse saying, like, seems I'm crazy, but I don't mind so much when I'm labeled lazy by those giving up the time for busy, busy this and busy that. You know, when people say, one of the common responses, and I've read more and more about this, the common response is like, how are you? People go, oh, I'm just so busy. And we consider that a sign of success in this culture because it obsesses over busyness as next to like godliness or next to success. If you're busy, you must be successful, but it's not true. Honestly, like being so busy that you have no time for your friends, your family, your life, your interests, your passions, your hobbies, that's not cool. Like, that's not a good thing, I don't think. Anyway, so this idea of being busy as a sign of success just isn't where it's at, as far as I can see. And then the very last verse, which it ends on, is the, I seem weird to those who fill their minds with stuff. Again, and I'm one of those people too. I do it to myself. It's not like I'm here a Zen Buddhist. Like, I'm trying to get there, but I think meditation and mindfulness, presence, coming into relationship with the present moment, those things are so powerful and they require a certain emptiness of mind, a certain observation of reality without the busyness of thinking, oh, what did I do in the past? What should I do in the future? Constant obsession with what came before and what is to come. And actually, Alan Watts said this beautiful thing that we kind of acknowledge that our present affects our future. We like what happens in the, you know, we can only affect the future through affecting the present. We get that. But a lot of people don't realize is that our past is also only affected by our present. The only place that we get to control either the past or the future is in the present, because what we do in the present becomes the past, and what we do and the future, the stuff we imagine in the future, we only have control over right now. Anyway, I'm going to share a link to, if I can find the link to that talk of his, I'll share it in the show notes at nakedwithnate.com. So be sure to check that out. Alan Watts is a dude, by the way. If you haven't checked him out at all, you should just Google Alan Watts and watch some of his videos. He was an amazing guy. Anyway, so that's the song Undone. That's kind of what it's about. It's about this letting go, and through letting go, reconnecting, realizing that, again, we're all part of something. We all have beautiful temples for hearts. We all are naked underneath the layers, whether physically or emotionally. And maybe there's some invitation for kindness there, for just being gentle with ourselves and with one another, and really just allowing the unfolding of our human experience together to happen more naturally. So I feel like that's what I'm going to say about Undone for today. So we're going to have another listen to the song now. And then you can, see if you get more from it or less from it or whatever. And then I'm going to come back and just say a little farewell to you and maybe one or two more things that come up. And that's it. So please enjoy Undone.
I am undone, come apart at the seams, and it's so easy. Come apart like me, well, I'm here naked, that's the truth, and so are you, and it's okay to remember that it's okay to really feel it, feel every little bit, saved now all your love for something true. Give it all now to courageous ones like you, like you. I take my shoes off when I'm entering your home to be barefoot in the kingdom where you roam. Your heart's a temple, I am worshipping in it. My heart's so simple, it loves to sit and be sunlit. Saved now all your love for something true. Give it all now
two courageous ones like you have saved now all your love for something true. Give it all now to courageous ones like you, like you. I see you coming, leave behind your heavy load. Life's a race, but only when you're running. Pack your bags, we're gonna hit the road. Mind so much when I'm labeled lazy by those filling up their time with busy, busy this and busy that. It seems they're crazy. It comes in many flavored hats and ba ba da da. And I seem weird too. Those who fill their minds with stuff, 'cause I like empty. Emptiness seems just enough to me. Emptiness is just enough.
So tell me, you dear listener, tell me, go to nakedwithnate.com and leave me a comment or tweet at me at Nate Maingard. You can find me. That's the only social media I'm on right now. I've been off all social media for over a month, and then I reactivated my Twitter recently. But anyway, you can find me on there. But nakedwithnate.com is the easiest place to leave a comment or send me a message and let me know, what did you think? What do you think of this song? Has anything that I've said resonated with you? Is there any meaning? Does it bring up happiness, sadness, anger, fear? What is it? Tell me. I want to hear from you. It's one of my favorite things. Part of this experience is the interaction. And so please interact, engage. Let's continue this conversation. And if you want to download the song, it is currently only available to my patrons on Patreon. So visit nakedwithnate.com and click the Become a Patron button and look at the rewards, and you can see which one gets you downloads of all the unreleased music. And it's less than the price of a cup of coffee, which I think is too little, honestly. We could have another conversation about this, but it amazes me that musicians, that music at this point, the intrinsic value of music has gone down to almost zero. I mean, if you look at like Spotify, for example, they're paying 0.0002 US cents per stream of someone's song, which is crazy when I think about the effect that music has in every aspect of human life. When I look at any movie, the soundtracks, any love, loss, hope, dance, sadness, all of that stuff is expressed through music. And I'm sure that you experience this as well. I certainly experience it, that I can think of songs that connect me to specific periods of my life. And it's like, yeah, it's just music is so valuable. It's so valuable. It's like an intrinsic human value. And yet artists, as an artist, asking people to pay for music, asking people to choose to pay, because we live in an age where you can get it all for free. You can find it all on YouTube or SoundCloud or wherever. You don't have to pay. But asking people to pay for music, they often go like, well, you should get a real job. And it frustrates me, because I think that art, to me, and yeah, music is so important. And if you love music, if you love artists, please be one of those people who enthusiastically and joyfully supports them financially or in whatever ways you can, by sharing their music, by commenting, but also by buying their music, becoming patrons of their art, doing all of those things. Like, it's so necessary, and they need you and I need you. And so, yeah, I just don't want to pretend that that's not the case, but I also don't want to pretend that music doesn't have value. So for less than the price of a cup of coffee, you can download so much of my music, and you can pledge more if you choose, if you can afford to. And so please do that as well. Go to nakedwithnate.com and check that out. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. The rest is the ball is in your court. If you'd like to leave a review, you can go to nakedwithnate.com. And if you leave a review, I will read it out on this podcast. You can also leave me a voice note, which is super exciting. And I'm actually going to play you a voice note, or at least a part of a voice note, from one of my lovely patrons. And he sent me the most beautiful voice note after last week's episode. So I'm going to throw in a little bit of that. Let's actually have a listen to that right now. And and then I'll come back and say goodbye. So here it is.
Nailed it again. Nate, just listened to your podcast number 41 whilst driving to an appointment down in deepest, darkest black country in the West Midlands of the UK. Anyway, just to say, wonderful stuff as ever. I listen to you because what you do is make me think about me. Which seems really selfish, but that's not the case. It's good to hear that you're working things through. Okay, bye.
Thank you to Anthony for that lovely comment, for the rest of the message, which I kind of cut out because it was more private and personal, and I really appreciate all the things you said and the time you took. So if you yourself want to have a voice note read out, you could maybe, if you're doing something that has meaning to you and the world and you'd like to share it on here, if you have music that is awesome, you can send all of those things my way. You can just send me a mail at... straight through the site, nakedwithnate.com. Just go there and send me an email or leave a voice note. All of those lovely things. Let's keep this conversation moving forward. Thank you for getting Naked with Nate. I will be back next week with more. My name is Nate Maingard. You are awesome. And take care of yourself. Take care of the people in your life. Do the best that you can. Forgive yourself. I'm going to keep working on forgiving myself. And let's just do the best we can to be just whole humans. And it's okay if we don't get it right, because we're human and we're working it out. So thank you. See you next week. Bye.
Resonate from the really small to the extra great, and you are such a melody that the heavens lean down just to sing this to me. It's all
celebrate what a song we have sung. It's all